Passenger bus service in North Iowa and southern Minnesota has been on a steady decline, but one company has worked particularly hard to battle the route-slashing trends of deregulation. Jefferson Lines executives have traveled throughout Iowa to talk with mayors and Chamber of Commerce officials about how Jefferson can do a better job of promoting bus service in communities such as Mason City. Last fall, Jefferson Lines began offering a $39 bus fare anywhere in the company's 8-state route system, which runs from Minneapolis to Texarkana, Texas.
Just gotten some figures back from November, December, and we have seen somewhat of an increase. We think we're on the track of regaining our long-line travelers with this $39 fare. And presently, we're putting out a coupon on the $39 fare. Buy one $39 fare and take a companion free.
Jefferson Line spokesman Dave Arsvold says there is a market for ground transportation, but there is also a possibility that Jefferson could drop all its fixed routes.
As we've said before, we're a large charter and tour company, and we would reduce service, discontinue in some areas, and redeploy our fleet into our charter and tour end of our company.
The Interstate Commerce Commission says passenger buses remain the most widely available form of long-range public transportation in Iowa, but more than 100 rural Iowa cities have been abandoned since federal deregulation took effect in 1982.